This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we stroll across the overnight radio airways broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, and across America on some great American radio stations. And don't forget, special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us tonight around the world, too, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, and the Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, who are all out there doing the job keeping America free and safe. And let's not forget to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics keeping things rolling. Thank you for the job you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, joining us right now and starting things out, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Another great job this week, Kyle. Thank you very much for all you've done, and thank you for being a guest on Armed American Radio this afternoon.
Oh, my pleasure.
And by the way, we are going to answer some questions here in the second segment, but we're going to say the pledge and get rolling because we've got a lot to talk about. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Robert Mueller released his probe report to the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, who now has that, and will determine what needs to be kept under wraps because it may be classified or top secret, and whether or not there's any executive privilege involved as the White House reviews this probe, too. And I don't think that we'll hear much out of it until probably the middle of next week. I'd be surprised if they really say a lot until then. What do you think?
Well, what we heard earlier today, or earlier, later yesterday, I should say, was that Attorney General Barr may be able to provide some of the summaries or synopses of the report perhaps sometime this weekend. But I think you're right. I think we'll get most of this as we head into next week. But, of course, anything that the Attorney General tells Congress in his summaries, because that's what the statute calls for. It calls for the report to be delivered to the Department of Justice, the Attorney General. The Attorney General will then inform Congress. But no matter what he says, Captain, the Democrats in Congress are not going to simply be satisfied with that. They're going to be calling for more hearings and even going as far, Captain, as perhaps trying to get Robert Mueller in front of a congressional committee to answer their questions.
Well, it goes deeper than that. You talk about spoiled sports. You talk about people that got their reputations or whatever they have left of a career in front of them. Adam Schiff, okay, who I have no use for. I do not trust him. I believe he's dishonest. I believe he's been dishonest from the very beginning, ever since we first heard about him. He just is not going to accept anything. And one of the people who I do believe is top shelf is Joe DiGenova, who's the former U.S. attorney who appears on Fox a lot. I've also seen him on Newsmax. And he said that Robert Mueller would have never delivered the report if there are other indictments sealed or unsealed, which we were told there are no more indictments coming, and to read the letter that Attorney General Bill Barr sent to Capitol Hill, it was a slap in the face to Schiff, Schumer, and Pelosi. They're popping champagne at the White House, according to Mr. DeGenova. And this is a great day for the president. He beat them. He beat them all. I totally agree.
Absolutely agree. And that's right, because all this time, the Democrats, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and a host of others have been able to use the Mueller, the fact that Mueller was doing this investigation, as literally the backdrop to make up virtually anything out of whole cloth, for example, but also to dangle all these things like, well, they're probably going to indict one of the Trump family. It's only a matter of time. There's probably sealed indictments. The obstruction is going to come out here and all this kind of stuff. But what the general is talking about is exactly, you know, cause I think he was a former U.S. attorney.
So, he was.
Yeah, so he knows what he's talking about. And so there is no there now. We know of there's 34 different indictments that have come out from this investigation.
Nothing to do with collusion.
Exactly. It has to do with Michael Cohen and his medallions and all this other stuff, Paul Manafort, which we know all about. But exactly, this is like an Armageddon catastrophe for Adam Schiff and Schumer and Pelosi.
That's correct. And one other little thing here that should be pointed out, there are two other simultaneous investigations that have been going on. One of them is the Southern District Court of New York, a federal court and a grand jury that's been investigating, which has started and run parallel. And then we have the Inspector General's report. That's coming. Another one, the Inspector General's report, which has been paralleling all of this, which, again, if that's going to find fault with anybody, based on what we've already heard initially, it's going to be with some of the FBI people, some of the DOJ people who were doing things right off the bat that weren't necessarily legal.
That's exactly right. And I have a feeling, Captain, that this report, these subsequent reports that you're mentioning, it's all going to point in the direction that people can be confident that their president did not do the things that he's been accused of, but there are others who tried to abuse their own authority to try to take him down.
All right. Well, I hear the music coming. Time to take a break. And, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we'll be right back with more. Going to be a busy night, believe me when I tell you. And here's the other thing, folks, when you talk about being a busy night, you have to include in the fact that we've got some news to tell you about something else pertaining to guns and bump stocks, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at the Geico Insurance Company. You know, you can have Geico cover more than just your car or your truck that you're driving. They'll insure just about anything you own, including your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV. Maybe you got a snowmobile. And they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance through their Geico Insurance Agency, local agent near you. So go into the phone book, look at the yellow pages or the white pages, whatever the case may be, for the Geico office near you. That's spelled G-E-I-C-O. Or go online, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, to find out more. And Geico will save you money. They did for me. They will for you. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch continues. And let's breathe on over here. And we have got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to mention something that Wayne Allen Root sent to me a little while ago here. I sent you a copy, but so you can see, Wayne, of course, is on fire about all this stuff because he and I have been talking about what a travesty all this has been and what the president should do. And I'm up on this one, too. He says it's time for President Trump to go on the offense. To attack, and attack some more. And throw it all back in the face of the deep state in Washington, D.C. He calls them the swamp frauds. And then he says appoint a special counsel to investigate the Hillary Clinton Foundation, the Podestas, Uranium One, Mueller, Comey, McCabe, FISA, the whole bunch, the dossier, and Obama's IRS attacks. And then here's the big one. Go after the Silicon Valley collusion. That would be Facebook and Twitter and the social media sites that were in the bank for the Democrats who were just pouring it on all the time. Now, I tend to agree with this, but the only person, and by the way, the House is controlled by the Democrats, right?
Oh, yes.
You think anybody in the House is going to go on with something like this? I don't.
No, of course not. Yeah.
But Lindsey Graham in the Senate did say he wanted to launch an investigation and have a special counsel appointed to look into the Clinton campaign.
Well, right, and I think that's probably much more likely perhaps now than it even was before, because, Captain, as we watch this whole thing just cave in on the Democrats, people are going to start asking even more questions about the actual possible foreign interference. Right now there's going to be a criminal investigation, we understand, starting up in Ukraine,
right,
having to do with the information that was released about Paul Manafort,
right,
specifically to help the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Mm-hmm. That's true, and there may be something that may come of that, which could retrofit its way back over into the United States, and we'll see what's going on here, because, of course, Manafort was operating as an unregistered agent for the Ukraine, and that's what got him into all of his trouble, correct?
Well, exactly. But, of course, the idea is that if we're really trying to get to the bottom of foreign interference, and not just foreign interference, but anybody trying to subvert our democracy, we need look no further at this point, and that's why we probably should have a special counsel looking into what was going on at the FBI with the FISA warrants, the Steele dossier, the collusion, yes, I'll use the word collusion, it appears, between different high-level FBI officials wanting to try to either get Trump not to be elected, or once he was elected, to execute some sort of insurance policy about that. So all these things I think the American people are going to get very, very interested in, and especially, Captain, if the Democrats in the House drag Mueller up in front of some committee for these investigations and grill him, I think it's going to make people more sympathetic to Trump than it is going to be, oh, finally we're going to get to the bottom of it, because there's nothing there.
Now let me throw something out at you. You know, we still have Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, who still has not gone to court, has not been sentenced, none of that, right?
That's right.
I'm sitting here wonder what's going to happen to him, if this has any reflection on his case, because you got to believe that some of the things that the strong-arm tactics that were put against him may come back to bite the government, the DOJ and the FBI right square in the face here.
Well, right. Again, you know, if General Flynn was being squeezed primarily to get him to dish out dirt on Trump or have something that they could try
to
throw
on.
Or Manafort, exactly. Mm-hmm. If that was the reason for these extremely heavy-handed tactics, then there could be a case, for example, for him to try to bring suit to get some of these things reversed, because again, if there's nothing there and you have, if there is prosecutorial misconduct, for example, I'm just speculating, I'm not accusing anybody, but I'm speculating about that, then that would put him in a very good position to try to get some of these things reversed.
So AOC, a.k.a. Cozy Bear, was on late night television night before last, and she was on Late Night with Seth Meyers, and she came out and took a jab at the president. This time she called the president a nematode during her late night performance. Now, I'm not sure, but I think a nematode is one of those little worms that you find when you dig up dirt. They got all these little small worms crawling around in there. Isn't that what a nematode is?
That's essentially correct. I think they could also be known as roundworms.
Which is what dogs get.
Right, exactly. But there's a... but she's obviously using this as a personal attack on the president and so forth. And she may be doing this, Captain, perhaps in conjunction with the notion that her poll numbers have gone down. The people of the United States are starting to get kind of wise to her mode of operation, and maybe she's trying to get a boost of some sort by going out and doing this kind of silly thing.
Well, yeah, that's all possible. And the other thing here is, when you take a look at her and other members of the progressive left liberal socialist side of the aisle, you talk about left-wing bias. I mean, especially after what we've just seen, it's just happened. And again, coming from the likes of Google and Facebook, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, if anybody else had done that, if it had been you, if it had been me, we would have been under the jail.
Well, right. Right, exactly. Well, you know, this entire episode with President Trump, with this, I think it was 675 days of investigation by Robert Mueller, you know, has really brought to the fore, you know, the biases that exist in some of these large, you know, entities and so forth, the bias that exists in the so-called deep state, and evidently you don't have to be a Republican or Democrat specifically to be sort of sympathetic to the big state or the deep state, as it were. And President Trump has stood all this stuff on its head. And, but again, every single time, and I've said this many times, every single time that we see people going after Trump, trying to drum up something on Trump, it's not because of Trump or his tweets or any of that kind of stuff. It's about the people, Captain, across the highways and byways that voted for President Trump because they wanted real change. And their candidate, their victor, is actually delivering the real change, and that's disturbing to so many.
Well, let's wrap up with what we were going to talk about this afternoon. We didn't really get a chance to on Armed American Radio, and that's bump stocks. The federal law on that is going to change, what, in the next few days?
On March 26th, that's correct.
And at that time, anyone who possesses a bump stock, it'll be a federal felony, correct?
That's correct.
So where are we at with this?
Well, that's right. If by March 26th, if you haven't either surrendered a bump stock or destroyed a bump stock that you own, the government will consider that you are committing a felony, essentially. Now, this is, of course, this is a ban that's being laid down by the DOJ, but it is not a law in the strict sense. And so what the argument against this ban and the enforcement of the ban is that Congress is really the entity that needs to act, has to pass both houses, obviously, the House and the Senate, and be signed by the President in order to go into law. But the President's attorneys, the government's attorneys, are using some different terminology in order to sort of factor into this ban the idea of it really being a machine gun, in essence, this kind of thing. But there will be...
Well, it makes the weapon fire more rounds faster, making it sound like it's an automatic weapon when it's really not. That's the purpose of the bump stock.
Well, right, yeah. And this goes back to the 1934 National Firearms Act, mm-hmm. That's how they're incorporating it all.
Prohibits machine guns.
That's right. And so there was a judge just recently in the last several days that tossed out or did not uphold a consolidated lawsuit that challenged this ban on bump.
Yeah, and they're trying to get an injunction, and that was the first hope for an injunction
exactly.
To stop this, and it hasn't happened. So as it stands right now, folks, if you own a bump stock, time to get rid of it. Either turn it in or destroy it with proof of the fact that you destroyed it, or if they find it, you're in big trouble. Okay, Kyle, we'll talk to you Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we'll speak to him Monday morning. Coming right up, an old friend of the show, Eddie Floyd from the Wainema Horse Ranch and Sanctuary out there in Nevada. We're going to talk about those wild horses. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has submitted his long-awaited report to Attorney General Bill Barr on the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates. A senior DOJ official tells Fox News Mueller is not recommending any further indictments. That's seen as good news for the White House. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants the entire report made public.
The president himself has called without qualification for the report to be made public. There is no reason on God's green earth why Attorney General Barr should do any less.
President Trump tweeted Friday that he's ordered the withdrawal of sanctions against North Korea that had been announced by the Treasury Department. The White House says it's because the president likes North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. Sales of existing homes have soared 11.8% in February, aided by accelerating wages and falling mortgage rates that are improving affordability. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is Larry Elder. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this part of the program is brought to you by our friends at DR Mold Solutions. Now, a lot of people in those flooded areas, listen up, upper Midwest, and it's coming downriver. You'll be able to see it downriver as well. So very soon, St. Louis South. But I just got to tell you that the hot, sticky, humid weather coming in the south is the perfect breeding ground and the time for mold. And with DR Mold, you can get control of the mold in your home or office before it does irreversible damage to your health and your property. And mold, of course, can cause problems like asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression and headaches, and a lot more. So don't put your family or your coworkers at risk. You can have a sterile environment in your home or your office with an EPA and FDA approved method that kills mold, and it's effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. Now, contact my friends at DR Mold Solutions. Give them a call at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. That number again, 727-692-9622. Well, we've got an old friend of the show on the program right now. His name is Eddie Floyd. Many of you know who he is, and you've heard him before on my show. And Eddie, of course, is with KCKQ, AM 1180, our affiliate in Reno, Nevada. And Eddie, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Captain. It's always an honor to be on the air with you, my friend.
Yep, and let's see. Maria in Germany's chiming in via email because she's no longer on Facebook, saying hello to you.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Give Maria my love.
You just did.
Emails. I do emails with her just about every two or three days. She's just a wonderful lady.
Yep.
Wonderful Fraulein. Fraulein.
Yep. One of the original callers to my program and listeners, and she's been around, and she's a very good friend, and we appreciate her very much and appreciate her affection and devotion there from Germany, which is one of the reasons we got on a station in Germany called Radio Waves, which has thousands of listeners at night, the English version of Radio Waves. So who knows who's listening to us over there right now. But two things. First of all, our show is heard on your station Saturday mornings. What is it, from 6 to 9 Western time?
That is correct.
All right. And then we're working on expanding that. That's all I'll say. We're working on expanding that during the week. And when that happens, you'll announce it over there in your station. And then when you tell me you're doing that, then I'll announce it, correct?
That's absolutely correct. And we're working on it as we speak, Captain.
All right. Now, the big thing about Eddie Floyd and his wife, Sherry, is that you run the Wainema Horse Ranch and Sanctuary for something that a lot of people don't understand is still around in this country, and it's our beautiful wild Mustangs that run wild out there in your part of the country. And a lot of people go, what do you mean wild horses? So you take it from there.
Well, thank you very much, Captain. Actually, the Wainema Ranch is a wild horse sanctuary, 501c3. I want everybody to take a look at the Wainema Ranch. They could go to WainemaRanch.com. That's W-Y-N-E-M-A Ranch.com. Happens to be my mother's name. It's American Indian for little flower. And let's make one correction right now that I say all the time. You know, the truth of the matter is my wife runs the ranch, Captain, and I run my mouth on the radio.
All right. Well, that being said, we don't want to get you in any trouble there. Well, you better have, because she's probably listening. And hello to her, Sherry.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, Eddie, is a lot of people, and I knew it. I got a question right away here from Jamie. And no offense here, but Jamie's in Atlanta and says, wild horses. Why have we got wild horses? Well, answer the question.
Well, I'll answer the question for we got wild horses because it was our American heritage, the wild horse that tamed the West, that actually, you know, you got to remember, equines were involved in every single solitary war we have ever been in.
That's right.
Okay. And they still are. It was the
Afghanistan.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It was the mules that helped us. Matter of fact, it's the only animal ever pardoned by a president of the United States after World War I,
mm-hmm.
and he actually gave them public lands and said they will be there forever. They can never be removed off these public lands. Well, you know, government agencies have a tendency to forget, and they're going to do whatever lines their pockets the best.
Mm-hmm.
So those horses have been removed. The ones that were pardoned by a president of the United States, they've all been removed. Now, we're going to lose our American heritage, the wild horses and burros, if we don't make a stand right now and create what my wife and Lacey J. Dalton, country western singer, Hall of Famer,
yep, I know her.
Did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here's what we did. We created the Wainema Ranch Wild Horse Sanctuary. We have over 130 wild Mustangs running free on our little 600-acre ranch where we live, 29 miles north of Reno, Nevada.
My grandpa used to call that a section of land.
That's
600
right.
acres, because he had a 600-acre spread, and he had horses up in North Dakota, a lot of them. And he had a big farm there, too, dairy cows and whatnot. But I got pictures of back in the day with the 600 acres and the horses that he had. And by the way, they would just kind of graze along. Now, is this open grazing land they're on, or is it confined? Is it fenced in?
No, it's fenced in. All 600 acres are fenced in, cross-fenced, so we can move them from different locales so that they don't, you know, they always have fresh food. We also feed them, supplement them with hay through Hidden Valley
mm-hmm.
Wild Horse Protection League, okay? And also Lacey J. Dalton herself personally has two of her personal horses boarded out here at the Wainema Ranch. So we see a lot of her. She's doing great, by the way, in music.
Good.
And I'd look for her to retire with a hit single here soon.
How about John Michael Montgomery? He used to hang around there a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he was involved in helping you.
I think you're thinking of Michael Martin Murphy, okay?
Oh, that's maybe. That's it. Michael Martin Murphy. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right,
no,
church,
no,
wrong
no,
cue.
No.
Go ahead.
Michael Martin Murphy, who sang Wildfire, you know, good friend of our America Matters Media, uh-huh. Good friend of World Matters. We're going in different languages, Captain. We're working.
Parlez-vous français. Go ahead. I'm picking on you. Go ahead.
That's all right. That's okay, Captain. I only know one other language besides American, and that's Southern. I can speak fluent Southern. And how about
that's because you're a Gator. How about them Gators? Yeah, I'm a Gator dad. And you're a Gator guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, listen. I got a question for you from Allen, Nebraska. He said, "How do you address the population control of your herd?"
Okay, well, the stallions are all gilded, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
The stallions are all gilded. We have the same amount of horses that we had 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There was one horse that the prison here in Carson City took in to geld, mm-hmm. okay, and they only did half a job. So his name went from Apache to One Nut, and he wound up... And he wound up, if you will, creating 23 foals here
wow.
at Wyneema Ranch. So believe me, I know exactly what that question is. How do we handle it?
Yeah.
We handle it because there are no stallions out in the herd. The last thing that anybody should do on a sanctuary
mm-hmm.
is continue to breed our American heritage, the wild Mustangs, and take care of what they have under their control. Because, he's right. The breeding can go, if unchecked, it can go wild on you.
Now, I got about a minute left in this segment here, Eddie, before I have to go to the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. And I want you to make sure that you tell everybody how they can help you, give them the website, the whole nine yards.
Well, thank you, Captain. Let me tell you, what I want to do is invite everybody right now. Take a look at the videos. Listen to the beautiful music. And also watch a drone fly over the Wyneema Ranch by simply going to WyneemaRanch.com. That's WyneemaRanch.com. And while you're there, click on the donation button and see if you can't help Shari out a little bit with all of the maintenance that is involved with the wild horses, Captain.
All right, and that's a very good thing, and I encourage everybody to get involved in that, and they can actually adopt a horse if they want, right?
That's absolutely correct. Not only can they adopt it, we can help them get it trained, and we can even, if they don't have the room, we can even board it here at the Wyneema Ranch.
There you go. And just like Maria, when Maria came there, she got involved, and I think she still to this day has a horse boarder there, right?
Oh, she sure does. Towsie, named after her daughter, okay?
All right. Okay, here comes the music. I got to let you go. But, Eddie, thanks a lot for coming on the program and telling everybody about it, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon, my friend.
Hey, thanks for a great show, Captain.
Thank you, Eddie. That's Eddie Floyd. Again, AM 1180, KCKQ, our affiliate in Reno, Nevada, Saturday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific time, and you'll hear about us being on more hours than that during the week coming up. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, it's time now for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to bring you in with a little bit of music from Merle Haggard here.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard, and moving on. Now, that was a theme from a trucking show. I must have been 30, maybe 35 years ago, that was on the radio, or television rather, and it was one of the most popular early trucking shows on the air, long before BJ and the Bear, but it was really pretty close to being authentic because of the fact that Will and his partner Sonny went all over the country. They broke half the time because if you didn't have a load, you didn't make money, and they always seemed to find something to do. $2 a mile. is what they charge to go from point A to point B. Okay. Now, a strong storm is shifting across the Canadian Maritimes tonight into Saturday today. Locally heavy snow and strong winds are impacting much of upstate New York and northern New England, and it will do so before tapering off later Saturday. Meanwhile, in the Midwest, a small, modest storm system bringing more rain will arrive in the region. There will be some locally heavy rain in a few areas and scattered thunderstorms this weekend across the upper Midwest, which is not good news for the areas that they've got there. And it may worsen ongoing flooding. That's an understatement to say the least. But right now, I want to talk to you people downriver, down around St. Louis. Very soon, you've been noticing your river levels are going up. And below St. Louis, you're going to be noticing that some of the levees may get breached down there. Some of the water may run over some of the dams and levees that they have set in place there, because this is going to be, again, down in that area, Arkansas and parts of Kentucky and Tennessee along the river, along with Mississippi and Louisiana. This is going to be a record flooding occasion for you. Now, you need to get ready now. You really need to get ready. And sandbag, fine. Sandbag, whatever you can do. But remember, whatever happened the last time around when it got flooded, we're talking more flooding, even at higher levels than the record levels you had a year or two ago. So please start making preparations to take the things you need. Get your valuables that you really need to have, especially your personal papers and all that stuff. Get them ready. Put them in something so you can get out as quickly as you can. But don't wait till the last minute. Water is a strange bedfellow, if you will. And when that water comes sailing on down through there, you don't have a lot of time to do much before it washes out bridges and roads, and you might be on that road and down the river you go. So upstate New York right now, all of I-81, from the Binghamton, New York area and the northern part of Pennsylvania and the Poconos, all the way up to the Canadian border, a winter storm warning. Lake effect snows are actually occurring up there as we speak. They've had feet of snow up there, several feet of snow in the upstate region, especially the Adirondacks, northern New York, all the way across the St. Lawrence over into Vermont, into New Hampshire, the northern part of Maine right now. You've got a winter storm warning in the northern half of Maine all the way up to Nova Scotia. Now, you've got some wind down in the mountains of Maryland and West Virginia and Virginia and North Carolina. Still got some snow hanging around tonight in West Virginia. That will disappear as daylight comes along. You do have some frost and freezing temperatures in northern Alabama and southern southeastern Tennessee around Knoxville. In North Georgia, you'll have some cold temperatures up there. The rain we're looking at right now is in Montana, fog along the northern border with Canada. You've got scattered areas of rain over in North Dakota, including eastern North Dakota, where it's raining pretty good right now from Minot down to Fargo. And the western part of Minnesota, you're getting some fairly good rain right now. Southwestern South Dakota, Rapid City East for about 75 miles. You got rain there tonight. You got some heavier showers in the western part of Nebraska. Looks like Al may be getting some rain shortly if he's not already. You've got rain in the eastern part of Wyoming tonight. Fog again in that section around Rollins in Wyoming, so be careful there. You've got rain in Idaho, southeastern Idaho and the central part of Idaho tonight. Snow still snowing in the mountains of the Sierra Nevadas, which is right there from south of Lake Tahoe down to about Fresno in the mountainous areas along the border with Nevada. So be careful there. Just a general snow. And that's 6,000 feet up was where they're still getting the snow. Windy conditions in Nevada tonight. And in Colorado, southwestern Colorado, for the last 3 days, it's been snowing. And there's been a winter storm warning for 2 days in southwestern Colorado. Guess what? In the mountains there, still snowing. So be advised. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch is out on the road today, and I'm going to be going up to Crystal River. And as a result of going up to Crystal River, here's what I'm going to be doing. So let me just play this.
Captain Matt here, inviting you to Moss Nissan Crystal River to celebrate their third anniversary Saturday, March 23rd from 1 to 4 p.m. Take a test drive and receive a round of golf for two at the beautiful Plantation Inn and Golf Resort. And lunch will be served. So stop by and check out the great deals on new and pre-owned Nissans. Come see me for a coupon worth $500 off your new or pre-owned vehicle purchase. That's Saturday, March 23rd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Moss Nissan, U.S. 19, Crystal River, just south of the airport.
Now, by the way, I received a message yesterday from a listener in Albany, Georgia, that he's coming on down. He's going to come down and take a look at a Moss Nissan Titan, similar to what I'm driving. He knows I'm driving the 4x4, and it gets decent mileage. And I guess he wants to take a look at my truck, and that's fine because it's for sale. If you want to buy it, they'll make you a deal on it, and I'll just get me another one. I may leave up there with another brand-new vehicle. It wouldn't be the first time that happened about 2 months ago when they sold my truck out from underneath me, and that's good. That's what it's there for. I got about 3,000 miles on it right now, and I got it broken just exactly the way it should be. And it's a beautiful vehicle, four-wheel drive, not jacked up in the air. It's like a city slicker four-wheel drive, if you know what I mean. All righty, that's Moss Nissan and Moss Family Automotive, whatever it takes. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
We are going to talk about the Mueller thing here. We're going to start out talking about that, but we really can't do it justice right now. But the report was released. And there are no more indictments coming. The Democrats are obviously going absolutely nuts over this. Adam Schiff right away, well, we're going to subpoena Mr. Robert Mueller and bring him in and bring some of the members of his committee in too. What do you think?
Yeah.
They're just not buying what they're being told, and it's a shame.
Well, everybody's in shock.
Yeah.
I mean, because they really
I'm not.
Had some... They had some expectations.
Yep.
And look, I wrote an article about 2 months ago for Political Vanguard that I believed that the Mueller investigation was over. And in the last 2 months, I think what they have necessarily been doing is like reviewing everything. Did they miss anything? Kind of organizing the arguments and all of that kind of thing. Why did I believe that? Because if you go after somebody like Roger Stone, which is fine with me. I mean, I think the guy's a sleazeball. But if you go after somebody like Roger Stone, who is clearly not the bombshell that I think everybody was expecting within the Trump orbit.
Nope.
Then you know that he's down to the very last thing that can necessarily be done.
Now hold that thought, because here comes the music. Hold that thought, and when we come back, we're going to finish that discussion about Roger Stone and that. But we're also going to talk about the fact that the IG has a parallel report coming out, and the Southeastern District Court, Federal District Court of New York, has got a report coming out because they have a grand jury, I believe, that's being convened and is investigating too. We'll be right back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.